And it's 8:56, 41 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza. Time now for a look at the commodities with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. And good morning, Pete. What's up?
Good morning, and we have lower prices in the grains across the board. Metals are higher across the board. Crude oil's back up today some, and the outside markets are mixed, but hogs up 60, cattle up 20 to 75. We go to look at the grains. March corn has been high at 75 and a quarter, low at 73. We're at 74 and a half, down a penny. New crop December, we haven't been able to get through that $4 number. We hit 99 and three quarters for the high, 97 for a low, and we're at 99 and a quarter, down a quarter. And beans, March at 10.50, down four and a quarter. They've been 47 low to 56 high. The Novembers are at 10.23 and a half, down three and three quarters, 28 high with a 20 low. And that March wheat is 4.49, down three and a quarter, three off their high and two off their low. The U.S. dollar is down seven at 188. It went above 101 again today. And the gold up $7, 12.32. The silver up seven, but grains higher across the board, or lower across the board after having a little bump up last week. Profit taking, lack of fund buying, lack of fund selling, just funds out sitting now. With grains four to five lower in the beans and one to two lower in the corn. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you very much, Pete. Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities with us every Tuesday morning on the opening market report. Other news, higher costs for gasoline helped fuel a rise in U.S. wholesale prices in January. But overall, inflation appears to be in check. The U.S. Labor Department says the Producer Price Index, which measures price changes before they reach consumers, increased 0.6% between January and December. Producer prices rose 1.6% over the past year, a relatively low level of inflation. Rising energy costs are a prime source of inflation. Wholesale prices for gasoline jumped 12.9% over the past month and 32.3% over the past year. The Federal Reserve has begun to slowly raise interest rates and is carefully watching inflation when considering additional rate increases. The Fed targets inflation at 2% a year, enough to keep prices relatively stable while encouraging economic activity. Thousands of Greek farmers are marching in central Athens to protest tax increases imposed as part of efforts to meet conditions of the country's international bailout. About 2,000 farmers from across the country headed to the Greek capital today to complain about the higher taxes, some of which took effect on January 1st. Farmers have been blocking highways sporadically as part of their protest, including at some of Greece's northern border crossings. Addressing the crowd before the march began, protest leader Vangelis Boutas said public opinion was backing them. And in the weather forecast today, mostly sunny, a high of 52. Mostly cloudy, a low of 25 tonight. It'll be colder tomorrow, high of just 35 with mostly cloudy skies. We have sunny skies, 35 degrees at Willett Airport, and 41 outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is WYLL AM 580 and WYLL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana at 9 o'clock.